Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. I don't think he's in any trouble whatsoever. And I don't even know if he should be. They did say allegedly. Sure, it's not the best thing, but I think considering where we are in the world and how easy it is to go down that path and just jump on board, I honestly, as much as I don't care for what goes on that show, I think that that was not like a terrible thing at all. I don't think it's, Corey says he didn't say names. He should be fine. I think he's fine. Yeah, I don't, and I don't think that he needs to say another word about it. I wouldn't even have said anything about it at that show, because all it does by avoiding it like that, the way he talked about it, it just sounds like he was trying to have his cake and eat it too, address it, but not really address it, which is just weak. Just don't say anything. I just wouldn't even have brought it up. That's unfortunate that everybody did that to the kid. Fear just crept across my heart. You might have noticed I stopped talking. And you may have noticed a door open, Pooh Bear, and then Bruce here. Earlier, I told you about the fight. Hold up. Darla, can open that door, so. Okay. All righty. And you said you're leaving me? That was very frightening, by the way, when Bruce came in there just like that. Because I had talked about that fight. Why do you always go whenever you see yourself on the video?
I'm trying to make myself look cute.
Yeah, but you're going. Why would you do that? You were too. You were going.
I don't make noise.
I know, but it's half of this is an audio medium.
Somebody
so
said hide me. Who is that? See? Hi, Diana.
That's Stevie.
No, I like her.
Bob writes, beep, beep.
Hey, Bob.
You smell pretty. Yeah. Chris in Buffalo says, hello to lovely Pooh Bear. That's nice, isn't it?
That is nice.
It's a nice thing to say. Man Bun Chris says, hey, it's the horn honker.
I want to do it with my right hand.
Yeah, your finger's all bent and stupid. Show them a side view of that finger. Like, get closer to the camera. Look at it. Is that so that you can tickle your G-spot?
Okay, I gotta go.
Okay, bye.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Oh,
you're going to leave them in here with me? This is not a good idea.
Come on,
no way. No way.
Okay,
uh-uh.
Did you hear what I just said?
What?
I'm going to put him in the cage with Darla.
Yeah, okay, why'd you say it like that?
You said, no, I said it, and then you're like, no.
I wasn't talking about.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, okay, I was. Well, you were one step ahead of me.
Where's my telephone?
Not here. Poor Bruce. Bob says it's an honor to get the finger from the Queen of the Forest. right, Bruce is relaxing. That's good. So anyway, McAfee should be fine. The whole thing is stupid. I feel bad for the kid. She's 18, but did anybody hear about this? It's not funny, but it's just ridiculous. I'm still trying to piece this together, but from what I'm understanding, there was a hit and run accident somewhere in Southern California. And then three dudes ran away from the scene on foot. The police, after some nonsense, apprehended them. And then the next thing you know, the wife of Weezer's bass player, I guess the guy's name is Scott Schreiner from Weezer, the bass player, his wife comes out of the house waving a goddamn gun at the cops. And I don't think she has anything to do with the hit and run. Cops were looking for the bad guys. All of a sudden, Weezer's bass player's wife is outside waving a gun. So they shot her. They shot the bitch. She's not dead and she's going to be okay. But now she's being charged with attempted murder. And I'm like, why is she being charged with attempted murder? Because she didn't fire at the cops, I don't think. I'm very confused. There was a story from the local TV station in L.A., KTLA, legendary, that covers this. But I'm not sure if they get into the whole thing about Weezer's bass player's wife waving a gun at the cops and then getting shot and then arrested and charged with attempted murder. And Weezer's getting set to play Coachella. Hey, shout out to so-and-so's wife who's recovering in the hospital after the cops shot her. Uh-oh, this thing's freezing up on me. Never good. Okay, refresh. That means we got to sit through the ad again. Megan says, speaking of guns, I was able to get the other 5 shells out. Outstanding. I'm happy to hear that. Megan said that they're going to start to ask their customers, do you have any guns in the car? Because that's happened before, I guess.
Getting a wild chain of events with a crash on the 134 freeway, suspects on the run, and then a police shooting in a nearby neighborhood. Police still searching for several suspects tonight.
Mary Beth McDade is live with this wild story and the late breaking details. Hi, MB.
Hi there, Court and Micah. And yes, you know, the investigation into the officer-involved shooting continues behind me here as we speak. Meantime, police tell us that they believe they have the driver involved in that hit-and-run crash behind bars tonight, but are still looking for his 2 passengers who also fled the scene.
Mary Beth is interesting because she's got a kind of a smoke show face, but she's got this easy turkey neck going on. So, you know, I think she's about 97 years old, but because she's got those giblets down there.
Scene. A man was taken into custody in his boxers in Eagle Rock.
You talk about that. They show the guy in his boxers. I guess he, well, they actually might say it in the story.
Following a bizarre chain of events, his fellow suspects still on the run. Police say it all began around 3 p.m. with a hit-and-run crash involving 3 cars on the 134 eastbound near Figueroa. Authorities tell us 3 men from one of the cars fled the scene into the neighborhood. A brother and sister traveling down the freeway say they saw one of the suspects walking away.
I saw a gentleman walking on the shoulder. And so my brother and I went over and assumed that he was leaving the scene of an accident.
The two chased after him.
Oh, wow.
He tried to run to the opposite side of the freeway. He fell. He was bleeding from his head, his mouth, his knees.
Despite his injuries, they say he still managed to jump over the side of the freeway and run down an embankment.
I chased him down the side of the freeway, across the freeway, over a couple of fences, and then he had a bag and a sweater. I got his bag, I got his sweater, and me being so old, I couldn't keep up with the guy. I chased him to the park, I lost him.
They told police, who eventually caught up with the man on Waldo Place off Eagle Vista Drive. The suspect apparently stripped down to his boxers and tried to blend into the neighborhood by watering plants and swimming in a pool.
So he takes off his clothes. That was the part I didn't want to tell you about. Takes off his clothes, jumps in a pool. Yeah, I'm just getting a swim. Now I'm going to water the plants.
Meantime, LAPD officials tell us as officers were setting up a perimeter in the area and searching for more suspects, a woman came out of her residence on...
That's her in the black.
Eagle Vista Drive, armed with a gun. They say officers fired at the armed woman, injuring her in the shoulder. She, along with her child's babysitter, can be seen complying with officers' orders to surrender with their hands up. Officers investigated the situation.
Boy, I think that might have been after the shooting. So maybe they just grazed her or something because she didn't look any worse for wear there.
And concluded she was the homeowner and not a suspect. She was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries and her babysitter released.
All right, now the story I read said that Weezer's bass player was charged with attempted murder. Videos show scenes leading to Weezer bassist Scott Schreiner's wife being shot by cops, charged with attempted murder, starting with LA hit and run. Well, that's got to be fucked up, because it doesn't really give anything more than that. I mean, I guess I'm curious as to why the crazy bitch came out of the house waving a pistol. There's cops running around in the neighborhood looking for the bad guys. And Weezer's bass player's wife comes flying out of the house waving a gun around like a maniac. It says after the two were in custody, a young boy came out of the house. Remember they talked about a babysitter. The wife of Weezer's bass player was transported to the hospital. She has been booked for attempted murder, according to TMZ. I don't understand what the fuck is going on. That's a pretty weird one. Oh, my God. Chris says, that's not a bad plan. Blend in. Corey says, yes, I'm naked. It will be harder to find me. Yoda World said, oh, that's got to be some kind of substance, like the Goodfellas helicopter paranoia scene. I don't know that, just guessing. Yoda World says, I feel like there's something to the story that we're not hearing yet. Corey says, is the wife black? This only happens to black people. No, she's not. She's alive. So obviously she's not black. You're right. That usually happens to black people. But anyway, how stupid is that? Come outside waving a goddamn gun. What an idiot. Folks, this weekend is the weekend for the annual Cops versus Fire Department hockey game at Van Andel Arena, featuring a guaranteed line brawl. I've been promoting it as such in the arena. I added that. But there is at least one good Donnybrook per game between these two teams. Cops taking on Fire in hockey at the rink. At one point, there was like the Fire folks were mocking the cops, and they were throwing plastic pigs onto the ice. These people do not fuck around. This is serious shit. The police department is coming off of the fame that they're getting from that HBO documentary. By the way, there is in that documentary, they feature a young boy who got shot in like a drive-by or some shit, and he passed away. So a lot of the show focuses around that investigation. The father of the deceased has said, yeah, no, I'm not watching it. It's like, well, yeah, no kidding, buddy. That is terrible. That you would have to endure that. Megan says, I just started that last night. It is devastating. Anyway, Chief Winstrom, he's at the hockey game from the HBO special. And he's been there for all of them. And he's a really nice guy. But he wants them to kick some fire ass. He's like screaming, get him! Fuck him up! Get him! Okay, it's no shit. I just heard from one of the fire guys who sent me some great pictures from last year's event during the line brawl. I need more of this. Cops in blue and yellow, fire red and white. These two slugging it out. And then these two ended up fighting. Oh, it's happening. I am excited for this. And then I'm encouraged to heckle these losers. Like when they take a slap shot and whiff. I'm there to rub it in. The chicks play with the dudes, too. Megan has sent me the trailer for the Max show for the All Access PD Grand Rapids. I'm thinking about watching it. I'm not sure. You know how I am with TV. All right. I'm going to take a break. Chris says, I watched it last night. Surprisingly good. The reason why I think it's going to be good is because it's an HBO show. Chris with the idea that the cops at the hockey game should all wear Officer Sure jerseys and the fire department should all wear Patrick Loyola jerseys. I don't know if that's going to work, Chris. You can't be happy with that. Folks, I'll be back. Enjoy the conversation with each other. We'll have more in just a moment. All right, I'm starting to think that Fear Bunker North might have power within the next couple of days. That ice storm that I was telling you about, I was reading up that the power company normally replaces like 400 or 500 poles in this very, very vast part of the state, a lot of land, in a year, 400 or 500 poles. They replaced like 1,400 in a week because of this absurd ice storm. The amount of ice on the lines and the trees pulling the lines down also broke the poles. I have two busted on my property. You can actually get, Nick was telling me that they have a pretty good interface on the energy company's website to get a look at power outages. And he's right, because I can actually zoom right in to my spot. And there I am, without power. But let's see. As of this morning, there was 9,563 people without power. They're putting about 4,000 people back online a day, which is impressive. It takes about, I was reading up on this too, 2 to 3 hours to put a brand new pole in and get it up and running. Then, of course, they have to string the lines. They have to repair the lines. And in order to do it, they called upon, bucket trucks and those fucking cranes and from power entities all throughout the several state area. So you got people from as far away as Tennessee come up, and they had a staging area where there were cots and there was food, and it was, and the National Guard was delivering shit to people, and it's quite a fucking setup. By the time it's all said and done, there will be people who will have been without power for like a month. Unbelievable. What a disaster. Chris says power companies don't fuck around. Well, that's good. Those are good. That's a good job to have, a lineman. I know this. My stepsister's husband works for one of the energy companies. And they're hiring people off of the street to be linemen. So you're the dickhead in the bucket up there fixing shit. And they teach you how to do it. But it's a great wage. I mean, they pay very well to do that job. And they're starving to get people in those jobs. Talk about a career that you will always be working. Incredible. All right. Let's see. Football player Tyreek Hill. He had done a heck of a job, or his image had been rehabilitated, because he had gone long enough between incidents. There was an incident where I think it was him. I don't want to say and get in trouble. Not that I would. Let me see. Tyreek Hill. Yeah, no, it was him. There was a thought that he broke his son's arm. Little guy, very young son. I think ultimately this had to do with him no longer being a member of the Kansas City Chiefs football team. He was eventually let go from that team. And I think that the reason why is there wasn't like enough evidence or something like that. But it was an ugly, ugly story. This is from way back when it happened. He's in hot water again right now. I'll get to that in a second.
NFL has cleared one of its rising stars. Chiefs wide receiver Tyreek Hill won't be suspended or fined after being accused of breaking his son's arm. Today, the league saying, based on the evidence presently available, the NFL cannot conclude that Mr. Hill violated the personal conduct policy. Hale and former fiancé Crystal Espinal had been investigated earlier this year for child abuse, but prosecutors stopped short of pressing charges.
We believe that a crime has occurred. However, the evidence in this case does not conclusively establish who committed this crime.
In an audio recording, Espinal accused Hill of child abuse.
He is terrified of me.
You need to be terrified of me, too.
Okay. That's what I thought. It's audio. That's all I need to see in here. The wife says he is terrified of you, or the girl, significant other, and he says, you need to be terrified of me, too. Okay, that strikes me as a psychopath.
He's terrified of me.
You need to be terrified of me, too. Dumb.
And then calls her a dumb bitch. Oh, God.
I'll even saying he'll punch.
Can you imagine if I talked to Pooh Bear that way, how quickly I would be punched right in the face?
The boy.
Rightfully so.
Espinal even saying he'll punch the boy.
Kept saying, Daddy punches me, which you do. When he starts crying, what do? You make him open up his arms and you punch him in the chest.
Okay. This kid was like 2 or 3, by the way. Why did the NFL not suspend him? I don't get it. What do you have to do? Just because you're fast and can catch a football. No.
Hill has denied all accusations of child abuse.
By the way, he's like a Charlie Murphy type skin tone. He's like darkness.
Meanwhile, the Kansas Department for Children and Families says their investigation into the case is ongoing. And the NFL's decision could reignite criticism of how it handles domestic abuse cases. Tonight, Hill says he respects and accepts the league's decision, adding, to my children.
Because they didn't punish you.
Promise you all I will continue to strive to be the best father, the best friend, the best role model, and the best mentor I can be.
Does that involve you calling a mother of the child a dumb bitch and admitting to punching the kid and you should be terrified of me too?
When training camp starts next week, Hill's expected to be back on the field, and the Chiefs say he's welcome.
Oh, God. That was like that. That's enough. That's all we need to see. I mean, that already is infuriating. Let's see. Yesterday, police were called to the home of Tyreek Hill and his wife for a domestic dispute. No charges were filed. Oh, I thought he got arrested. Cops responded to a call from Hill's mother-in-law, who told them Hill was very aggressive and impulsive, and she was afraid for her daughter.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The wife is Keita Vaccaro. I don't know if that's the same person we just featured. I can't remember. They got into an argument, and he threw her laptop to the floor before grabbing their 4-month-old daughter and heading to the balcony of their 35th floor apartment. Hill and Vaccaro told cops their argument Monday was not physical, but officers noted a visible bruise on Vaccaro's chest. She told officers she probably sustained the bruise when Hill took their daughter at the beginning of their argument and described it as an accident. Okay. Officers said Hill and Vaccaro's daughter was in good health, according to the cops, and they left without issuing any charges or citations. Vaccaro declined to write a statement about the incident, and Hill left the residence 40 minutes after officers arrived. When reached for comment Wednesday, a Dolphins spokesperson said, the usual. Let's see. This marked the latest in a string of off-field incidents involving Hill. In 2023, Hill was investigated after assaulting an employee at the Hallover Marine Center in Miami. Both sides reached a settlement. Hill was not disciplined. He's also the defendant in a civil lawsuit filed by influencer Sophie Hall, who alleged Hill broke her leg during a June 23 visit to his home. Hall claimed Hill was frustrated by her holding her own during football drills in Hill's backyard and caused the fracture with a physical play. Hill said, nah, she broke her leg when she tripped over the dog. So wait a minute. In that one, she was like athletic enough that she was doing the drills okay, and that he was frustrated and, I guess, started to amp it up to a point where she broke her leg. And he says, no. It's because she tripped over the dog. You got two entirely different stories there. In September, Hill was detained by cops after he was pulled over for speeding while en route to the Dolphins season opener against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Hill and the responding officers engaged in a verbal altercation that led to cops dragging him from the car and putting him in cuffs. I remember that one. People had video of that. All right. Well, you know, I mean, seriously, this guy sounds like a problem. Yoda World says, what did he do? Spike the dog at her leg? Alan says, new flying laptop story. By the way, Alan sent me a bunch of great tips via Facebook Messenger concerning our pals, Free Beer and Hot Wings. Stevie says he is dangerous and she needs to take the kids and get out of there ASAP. Yeah, it sounds to me like it's a type of relationship where she might be like this latest one, covering for him to some degree. Rebecca says this guy is asshole today. He's asshole the month. No suspension, not under arrest. Yeah, all weird. Yeah, it's gonna be tough for him to be taken out as asshole today. By the way, as I'm doing this, Pooh Bear is in a heated discussion with one of the Eric Zane children. Hey, Pooh Bear, poke your head in here. Yeah, I know. Everything going okay? Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say names. Don't say names. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I just got to put my phone on do not disturb, though. I think I got it. That's a damn good thing. Piano Finger Banger says, give us the tea. I don't know the tea. All I know is I can tell she's agitated with whatever's going on. You don't want to get me in trouble. It's over a DS case, okay? That's your hint. It's a DS case related thing. Okay, anything else here to talk about? I don't know if I have anything else. Oh, no, I do have something else to talk about. Couple things. A guy from the American Hockey League, which is the league that I do work for, the team, the Grand Rapids Griffins. Well, this dude is a minor leaguer in the American Hockey League, and he's in big trouble because there was a play, and I'll show it to you in a second, and he's skating along. And the referee, one of the linesmen, kind of is in the way or something like that. The dude, like, pushes the guy. And the ref goes flying. And he fucked him up. And now the guy is getting, like, 10 games for this deal. Adam Beckman of the Bridgeport Islanders.
And the Islanders dump it back in the other way. This one's deflected at center and gets knocked down with the ref.
The guy go, oh, shit.
And the Islanders dump it back in the other way. This one's deflected at center and gets...
Okay, that's a push, right? Like, he really let him have it.
The Islanders dump it back in the other way. This one's deflected at center and gets...
I want to make sure you can see it. Yeah, you can see it. Yeah, that's 100% intentional. And then I think he realized, uh-oh, I fucked up. And he goes over and helps the ref.
And the Islanders dump it back in the other way. This one's deflected at center and gets knocked down with the referee. He went hard into the corner wall, and he's hurt. Oh, my. Adam Beckman inadvertently took out the referee.
Yeah, the announcer says he inadvertently took out the referee. There is no way that is inadvertent. He went out of his way to hammer that guy.
I haven't seen a
violent... Okay, that was the ref. I thought it was the linesman.
...of a collision is that. A long time. Team trainer Joe Erdos is out to check in on the injured official.
Okay. The ref was able to get up under his own power and continued with the game. So Beckman gets 10 games for that. Stevie says he flew backwards so fast. Yeah, it gives you an idea of the power of that guy. Fuck. Piano Finger Banger says he absolutely pushed him. If you are listening to the audio podcast, click the link in the show description of this or in the show notes, and you'll be able to see what's up. Let's see. Anything more about this? Yeah, 10 games. Finally today, one of the things that our pal Megan does with me is we trade images and videos of raccoons. They're like our favorite animal. And so that's like probably five times a week I am sending her a video of a raccoon. Or she is doing the same thing to me, sending me images of I got videos of raccoons getting baths and raccoons just walking around, playing with cats. I mean, they're fantastic. That one guy, that football player who talks funny, Xavier Leggett, I've described his accent being a combination Cajun and Virginia. He's a pretty good player. He's all right. But everybody loves the guy because of his accent. And he's always talking about eating raccoon. And he's like the most interesting player, mediocre player you'll ever find. And this is him talking on some podcast about what he does to prepare a raccoon. So if you're like me and you love raccoons, you might be triggered by this because he's going to talk about how you have to slaughter the raccoon. So like Megan, you might not like this. I know I didn't like it. But like when he's ready to eat, or you and I might just go to McDonald's, he goes out in the woods and gets a raccoon. And then he processes it right there on the ground, and then he throws it in a pressure cooker. I am not kidding you. That is what this guy does. Megan says, okay, bye. Yeah, that's why I'm getting out, getting in front of this thing so that you're not wrecked. Stevie says, yeah, no. David says, of all the critters to eat, why a raccoon? I think they're surprisingly good. I think they are. And I know that a lot of some of our African-American brothers and sisters, especially those raised in poorer communities, that's a regular thing. Like, I know that in Detroit, Charity Scam Mike's, one of his clients, owns a business where, you know, he sells fish and all sorts of a wild caught game. And he says every so often there'll be a sign that says we have raccoon. People go in and buy the fucking raccoon. Yoda World says if you're making six figures, you don't need to eat raccoon. He loves it. That's like his food of choice. Because he was raised that way.
I know that you eat raccoon, so if I wanted a perfect raccoon meal, take me from start to finish, what do I got to do?
For yourself, right? First, you need to go in the woods. You gotta have some coon dogs that's trained to go. Once you pass that, boy, you just skin them. You cut a hole about the size of your pinky down behind the back of his head. Full of dang on, what's God say? A leg sleeve off the legs, yes, sir.
pull it just like that. And once you do that, man, you just cut a hole right across the chest. Just take your two fingers, pull the guts and everything out of them, strip them out. And then after that, man, you just wash them all, put them in a pressure cooker, let the meat fall out the bone. After that, it's going to be like chopped up meat. And after that, man, you just put some curry peppers on them. We got our little own thing of seasoning that we mix up, man. We can't give y'all everything now.
I was about to say, what type of seasoning we put?
Yeah, man, it's a little bit of everything, man. But you got to put some spices on it, some herbs. And then that'll be the way to make the bed come.
Dalton rolling, throwing on the run, touchdown.
All right, that is probably the least English that has ever Englished in the history of the language. I think this needs a further breakdown. Even with the subtitles, some of that is a mystery.
I know that you eat raccoon, so if I wanted a perfect raccoon meal, take me from start to finish, what do I got to do?
For yourself, right? You need to go in the woods. You gotta have some coon dogs that's trained to go. Once you pass that, boy, you just skin.
Once you pass that, boy.
You cut a hole by the size of your pinky down behind the back of his head. Pull that dang on.
Blow that dang on.
Like,
what can
a leg
I say?
Sleeve. A leg sleeve. Pull it just like that. And once you do that, man, you just cut a hole right across.
All right. That is a remarkable adaptation of the English language. A guy looking at him is like, what the fuck, man? That's what Man Bun Chris says. Yeah, that is country. Holy cow. Like, in the movie Django Unchained, the Tarantino film, the actors and actresses that make up the slaves in that film, compared to that guy, they sound like white people. Bob says, we all know the cuter the critter, the better the taste. Deer equals tasty. Rabbit equals delicious. I've had deer. I have not had rabbit. I have had lamb. Yeah, that's remarkable, lamb. You can't even put yourself in the space of even thinking for half a second about where that comes from when you have lamb chops. Yoda World says, I'll stick to bison and fish. Well, that's wonderful, first of all. I think bison is a very lean meat. That's a good thing. And fish, though, you got to be careful where you catch it, because it's, in some cases, fish have a lot of heavy metals in them and shit, and poisons, depending on where you catch it. I mean, I don't know where Yoda World is in the U.S., where you catch your fish. But in some cases, you can't have it that much. I think, isn't like mercury prominent in some of the tissues of certain fish? Donut Dan says, at least that guy is not breaking his kid's arms. No, Xavier Leggett seems like a good dude. He seems like he's a pretty wholesome fellow. I like that about him, but I don't know if I'd... I take it back. If raccoon was made and ready to go, I would eat it. I would at least try it. I'm looking for my magic marker for asshole of the day, which I lose that thing. I lose that thing so much. Son of a bitch. That's awful. Thank you to the sponsors of the show. I've got a few more to get to. Before we get to the asshole of the day, Clown of Carnage says, kangaroo jerky is the best. Nick says, I think alligator is the weirdest thing I've eaten. Piano finger banger, tuna and shark have high mercury levels. I've never had shark. I've had tuna. I eat it raw on the sushi. Maureen says, didn't I give you a multi-pack of markers? Yeah, you did, and they're in there. I'm guessing a dog took it. All right, hang on. I'm going to go get my markers. I can't. It's the world is not right right now until I get the markers. Found it. It was totally hidden in a bad spot. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage reminds you to buy now and refinance later. That's what all the kids are doing to get their homes. Buy now, refinance later with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Call from anywhere in the U.S. and say hi to Mario at 231-332-6505. Tag Accounting and Tax Services to get your taxes done. You've got 5 days. Holy shit. It's time. Get your taxes done with Tag Accounting. 616-301-9516 from anywhere in the U.S. They will help you. Tag Accounting at tagcpa.net. As with all of my sponsors, please mention my name when you reach out to the sponsors. You can hire me on Cameo. It's been months since I've done one. Cameo.com/Eric Zane. And I have t-shirts there available on my website, website ericzaneshow.com. I have a follow-up email. As you know, the guy on Who Are These Podcasts who was pissed off and, holy fuck, really let your old pal EZ have it. I got to play that again for you because I've got an update. This is from the latest edition of Who Are These Podcasts, this clip right here.
An audio listener to WATP.
Well, Carl, I appreciate that my voicemail was played. And yes, I appreciate good humor. Yes, I appreciate satire. Yes, I appreciate all that stuff. But I'm done. I'm done with your entire network. And the reason I'm done with your entire network was the fact that Zane couldn't at least, Eric Zane, okay, couldn't at least say, hey, listen, I overstepped the line. I was trying to be funny. I guess I wasn't. That was it. Okay. He's a pompous liberal ass cunt. Okay. I'm done with your entire network unless you come out and say something official. I know you said something at the beginning of Who Are These Podcasts on last Wednesday, but last Saturday. You know what I mean. I need far, far, far more than that. I need you to.
How embarrassing for a grown person to say, I need more. I need you to be more mean to him.
Really say, hey, listen, Zane was wrong. He needs to be reprimanded. He needs to be fired. It seems you're not going to do that. So fine. Okay? But do something.
Okay. Carl sent me this yesterday. It seems like nobody is supporting this douche. This guy reached out.
Hey, Carl. This is Rob in Port Huron. Hey, this goes out to that guy crying and bitching about Eric Zane. If he was in the military, he'll understand this. Go see the chaplain and get him to issue you a TS card. What does that mean? It means tough shit. Listen, you are what we used to call a REMF, R-E-M-F, which stands for Rear Echelon Mother Effer. I'm sure that you're not or never were a grunt because grunts don't have thin skin like that. Quit crying and shut up. Okay, bye. Have a nice day.
I love how guys who actually have a military background are telling the guy that I need to be fired to shut the fuck up. That makes me happy. Here's your asshole of the day. I found my marker. Tyreek Hill is the asshole of the day, brought to you by TC Paintball. Yeah, fuck that guy. Treat your women and your family appropriately. Come on, man. And his wife needs to kick his ass. That's ridiculous. You shouldn't have to live with that. You shouldn't have to put up with that, woman. Come on now. Life's too short. Something bad's going to happen. Somebody's going to get hurt. Dumbass. By the way, it should be pointed out that just before I started the show, I went ahead and I opened up the email from Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, and I clicked on all the things that I wanted done. Remember I told you, it's like, this could be service. I told you that. I clicked it all. I approved the work that I did want them to do. And I got an email, let's see, how long ago? I got an email from them at 11:15 saying the work is completed. They replaced that motor on the windshield wiper thing. They took apart the front brakes and the back brakes, serviced them, put them all back together, and it's done. It's fucking done. How great is that? I'm telling you, these guys are the absolute best. Very cool. Thank you so much. And thanks for being part of this show. And the Patreon Big Fraud Thursday goes on a little bit later on today. Sign up at patreon.com/Eric Zane for 7 days free. My face is looking a little thinner. Is it just me? Do you detect what I detect? I think there's a little bit less flab. Holy fuck. Yoda World says, I noticed it. I might be becoming less disgusting. Clown of Carnage says, it's the hat making you look thinner. Oh, okay. Maureen says, you lost a chin. I don't think so. I got a little more work to do than that. I got to keep working hard like Amanda. See you later, folks, and we'll do the Patreon bonus a little later on. Bye-bye.